Buying or selling a home can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. Heritage Realty makes buying and selling easy. With Heritage Realty, you get local market expertise, one-on-one service, and the support of a network of agents across the area. Heritage Realty cares about the details and goes above and beyond to deliver the service you need. Knowledge is power. Trust Heritage Realty to buy or sell your home. For the newest listings and detailed market reports, visit heritagerealtyknox.com. Heritage Realty, where today's technology meets traditional customer service.
All right, well, how's about it, shall we? It's Thursday, April the 28th, brand new day, a brand new 3 hours. 3 hours you're going to absolutely love because we have a jam-packed, very, very informative show that you need to know, not just ahead of tonight's NFL draft, but everything you need to know from NBA to what's happened around the world of college basketball in particular. Not one, but two major stories coming out of Rick Barnes' program. He's Will West. My name is Tyler Ivins. We say good morning to you. We do it each and every morning. Fresh smack in the face. This is the morning buzz here on the starting lineup. All right, gentlemen, let's get into one story that is not surprising, and maybe the second one not as surprising either, especially if you're Will West, since he's been calling this since near the end of the regular season in college basketball. But Josiah Jordan James, he has entered the NBA draft while maintaining his college eligibility. So for those of you out there who are new to this, I'll just remind you, there are some names out there that you need to be familiar with. Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, many players have gone through this process, Will West, by maintaining their eligibility. If the opportunity is to go out there and to find something out from some NBA scouts, why would you not go find some things out from some NBA scouts?
Go work out for these guys, get in the pickup games, let them tell you what you need to work on, come back to school one more year, work on those things, make millions of dollars. That's what you're trying to do here if you're Josiah Jordan James. He's afforded a very similar opportunity that those Tennessee players you just mentioned have, and so good for him. This is easily the right move. Now, the right move would be to come back to school. Now, if school's just not for him and he wants to go to play overseas or the G League or whatever it might be, good for him. But I would say come back to school. Go find out what you need to work on. Get on everyone's radar. Come back to school. Work on those things. Get better. Frankly, be Tennessee's focal point offensively next year. And just from there, try to get a career in the NBA.
And the other news that's not as shocking, Will West has been mentioning it on the program again since near the end of the regular season. Justin Powell has entered the transfer portal. This is the sophomore who appeared in 30 games this year for Tennessee, only started in one of them. But if you looked at his minutes logged near the end of that season, Will West, the last six games, he was playing no more than 10 minutes. It just seemed like he was being phased out near the end of Tennessee's season this year.
But, yeah, he is not a on-ball lockdown defender. And that in Rick Barnes' system, that means you're not going to get to play. And so, unfortunately for Powell, if he wants to play and he wants to show what he can do, because he has things he can do. He can stretch the floor, frankly, just about as well as anybody in the nation. He just didn't get the opportunity at Tennessee. So if you're not going to get the opportunity at Tennessee, what do? You transfer and you go somewhere else where you will get that opportunity. Lady Vols softball team crushed. Three home runs, knocked out Liberty 7-2 in a road game. Rare midweek out-of-conference road game. Lady Vols played yesterday. They play up in Lynchburg, Virginia, beat again Liberty 7-2. Three Lady Vols homering in that game, 23rd non-conference win of the 2022 season. Nice. For them. It just kind of is what it is. Right now, the Lady Vols are the third best team in the SEC. If they can just get a little bit hot, you could end up finding your way into the Women's College World Series. That's how close this team is.
Last night, NBA two games, both series wrap-ups. Warriors, they knock off the Nuggets 102-98. Nikola Jokic says after the game that if a Supermax deal's on the table by the Denver Nuggets, he will sign it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You give me money to play basketball a long time, and we do it here in the city of Denver. Check, check, and check. And the Milwaukee Bucks, the game was a lot messier than, look, 16 points. You'd think they'd try to keep it somewhat close. One point in time, Milwaukee had a lead of almost 30 points in this game. So the Bucks, they just smear Chicago all over the floor. Will West, don't look now. Milwaukee, Boston, second round of the Eastern Conference Finals. Or it's the Eastern Conference Playoffs. This is going to be one of those showdowns where we knew it was going to be a collision course, but now we're finally here.
Yeah, I mean, look, this was the expectation we would get this series. We're going to get this series. I still like Milwaukee in the East right now, and I would say Miami's probably the other team that I'm looking at in the East right now, but Boston can still make some noise as well as they can play defense. Not everybody's going to have Kyrie on there destroying their chemistry inside of their locker room. To Major League Baseball, last night it was the Cubs over the Braves 6-3. Let's see. A's over the Giants 1-0 in interleague play. Yankees topped the Orioles 5-2. A little bit of a Donnybrook there, Tyler Ivins. Little dust up, if you will. Cardinals stopped the Mets 10-5. Also, my Arizona Diamondbacks beat your Los Angeles Dodgers. Wait a minute. Maybe it's not that. Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 3-1.
Yeah, great showing up yesterday by the Dodgers during that riding with Ivan's play.
My bad. I feel like I owe you that one. What happened to Arenado? Nelson Aaron? What happened with the brawl? All I saw was just the clips on the old Twitter machine.
Because
that are illegal to actually have on the Twitter machine.
The Mets have been hit now 19 times in 20 games, and they're sick and tired of pitchers not knowing how to throw baseballs. The Mets were hit a total 4 times in a 3-game series against the Cardinals. In the 8th inning, when the game got out of hand, everybody knew it was coming. Nolan Arenado came to the plate. He was 3-for-3 on the day. And the Mets threw high and upside, and the guy had a hissy fit. Now, I say hissy fit because I don't want people to be like, listen to the Mets fan trying to defend what happened. Nobody should ever see a ball close to their dome whatsoever. The night prior, Pete Alonso took one off the helmet.
Damn.
The Cardinals, they knew it was coming. The pitch wasn't that close, high and inside. It was just a dust off the plate. And then Nolan Arenado took exception to it, and that's what led to the benches clearing, and the Mets were tired of it.
Look, one of the things I hate about the DH rule, the universal DH, mm-hmm. is that pitchers don't have to face. They can go plunk somebody, and they don't have to face it the other way.
No consequences on the other side.
There's no consequence whatsoever, and that's one of the things that I absolutely hate about that. I hate about the universal DH. Mm-hmm. You want to throw at somebody, cool, but understand it's coming back at you the other way. That is bothersome to me a little bit about the DH.
It's one of those things where it might improve the sport because it's going to keep jobs around for a long time. People like Nelson Cruz is going to be able to keep a job for a very long time.
Yes.
You're going to hide some of your defensive, poor defensive players and be able to keep their bat in the lineup. But I will tell you right now, somebody's going to end up getting hurt. And say what you will about these new baseballs, and some people are attributing it to being the April cold weather, and this is the first time pitchers are being able to use these balls in April without tacky stuff, without any kind of sticky substance, and how the cow and the horse hide is not expanding with the heat because it's not warm yet. Say what you will, but you can't have guys in there checking balls near 100 miles an hour near somebody's head, because nope. That's how people's careers come to an end.
Yep.
All right, 656-9900.
And I'm always a fan of this. You throw the ball at me, I take this bat to you. And if your catcher wants to get in the way, I'll hit him with it first. You know what I mean? Like, just one way or the other, you want to throw it. We want to bring projectiles into this. Let's bring projectiles into this.
If you've been hit 19 times in the first handful of games of the Major League Baseball season, and you don't do anything about it,
yeah.
Eventually teams are going to look at that as soft, saying they can push you around.
Yeah, well, they're going to keep testing you. I remember the one year when the Manny year where it was Phillies versus Dodgers in the NLCS, mm-hmm. and it was like Manny and a bunch of like 22-year-olds. And you knew you could just throw at the Dodgers. And so they threw a pitcher out there that, frankly, was supposed to have been on a steroid suspension. And they let him play through the end of the postseason to just go out and just plunk Dodger players left and right. And mm-hmm. I'm just watching this, sitting there saying, go punch this manager in the face. Like, somebody go take a spike and put it in his eye. You know what I mean? Like if this is what it's going to be, you're going to assault people. Let's assault each other. You know what I mean? So, but you're right. If they're young, the Mets are. And if you don't go fight, somebody's going to keep taking the fight to you until you stand up for yourself.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivan, 656-9900 on the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline. Top picks. Who goes where? Are we actually going to be hearing Trayvon Walker's name at number one overall tonight by the Jacksonville Jaguars? Believe it when we see it, right? Not only that, but who are going to be making the trades? Who's going to make a splash? And are we going to see some current superstars in the NFL actually change zip codes? Eric Kane, good morning to you. What do you say? How about an update here on the starting lineup? 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Tennessee basketball's Josiah Jordan James has elected to go through the NBA draft process while maintaining his eligibility. Meanwhile, Justin Powell has entered the transfer portal. Tennessee softball blasted 3 home runs while taking down Liberty 7-2. NBA playoffs, 2 more teams clinched second round spots. The Bucks defeated the Bulls 116-100. The Warriors held off the Nuggets 102-98. And on the diamond, the Cubs doubled up the Braves in 10 innings 6-3. The Padres handled the Reds 8-5. The Yankees topped the Orioles 5-2. And the Diamondbacks down the Dodgers 3-1. It is 6-11. The NFL draft begins tonight. Who's going to be selected in the top 10? We'll discuss when TSL returns. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
You know what day it is, Ivins? Oh, my goodness. Hang on. Just let it sink in. Let the suspense build. Guillermo, it's draft day.
That's right.
Devin Costner day, baby.
Don't you dare bring that atrocious movie into this.
It's your fault for bringing it up off air.
I don't think the movie's fine. I don't like Kevin Costner.
No, Jennifer Gardner's fine.
Big Kevin Costner guy.
I want you to watch Yellowstone. The only Kevin Costner movie I like is Field of Dreams and literally zero other ones.
Right, and what sport is that?
Baseball.
Because Kevin Costner can only do films that are?
Baseball films.
Thank you.
For the Love of the Game is not bad either.
And that's
Ten Cups not good.
Of the iconic baseball films, that's the last in line, in my opinion. But anyway, go ahead. Draft day, NFL.
It is draft day. All right.
Oh, man, I'm so juiced right now.
Let's do some things here.
Please.
You buying Trayvon Walker at one to Jacksonville?
Am I buying it?
Yeah.
At minus 300? It's a little steep. But, I mean, everything's pointing to him going number one right now.
Doesn't it feel like this is a smokescreen? Like, there's no way.
In the worst way.
Like, look, I know Trent Baalke. One, it's Jacksonville. Two, it's Trent Baalke.
Yes, it is.
So, again, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Exactly.
But, man, this feels like a smokescreen, right? If it was anybody else, I would say no one's dumb enough to do. It's like when, I hate to say it, but it's like when Tennessee hired Derek Dooley. And I'm sitting there on air saying no one's stupid enough to actually do this as Jimmy Himes breaks the news on the air that Tennessee had hired Derek Dooley. No one's dumb enough to go get the guy that played defensive tackle that's going to play defensive end and try to draft him number one overall, right? But, again, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
6:19 the current time. I believe his name is going to be announced to Jacksonville in the next, I don't know, 12 hours and 46 minutes.
I will say this. I do believe apparently, like, I didn't think about this, and I saw this on CBS yesterday, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, why did I think of this? Trent Baalke will not draft the Jim Harbaugh player number one overall.
There you
That's
go.
Not happening. You know, they hated each other. Like, if you never heard the story, Jim Harbaugh in front of the media one time when Trent Baalke walked onto the field said, Trent, you're not allowed on my practice field. Only men are allowed out here.
Sorry, Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah. So
you ain't getting to Jacksonville, which I know some people would go, maybe that's a win until you find out the number two pick belongs to Detroit. But point is, when Trent Baalke and Jim Harbaugh go through those times at San Francisco, you know what's going to end up playing out. That's a very good point.
Yeah. So Aiden Hutchinson, two to the Lions. Is that what we're saying? Michigan guy, Detroit team. They need edge rusher. The belief is Dan Campbell wants edge rusher.
I placed a wager late last night of the exact top three picks in order for plus 250.
So who'd you have?
Trayvon Walker, Aiden Hutchinson, Derek Stingley.
So you think it's Derek Stingley going three?
I have no idea what the Jets are doing at four, so I tried to go four deep, and I was like, I'm not wasting my money after this.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that. As a Giants fan, need an offensive line, and I would love to see that. Also, I'd like to see Kayvon Thibodeau go somewhere so that we don't draft him because we're stupid. So
I have a very
or Sauce Gardner. I don't need Sauce Gardner either.
I have a feeling that Kayvon Thibodeau will be, and so will Sauce Gardner both be on the board by the time they get to you.
I know.
If you ask me right now, Jets fan Tyler Ivins, what happens at four? Because if you go Walker one, Hutchinson two, Stingley Jr. three, I think Iguanu is going to end up going to the Jets at four.
That would be a fantastic pick for you guys. Either him or Evan Neal. And then,
because that's what the Jets want to do. You know, protect their quarterback investment.
And then you take tackle with one of the two because you know that Carolina's right behind that at five. If it is Iguanu at four, maybe I think that it's more likely Evan Neal at four.
Mm-hmm.
As
long as it's offensive line, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. It's and that's just reading yesterday some of the New York media trying to find out more Giants info. And then Iguanu goes to the Giants, and then Carolina at six. Oh, man, would they really draft a quarterback that early? Would they draft a wide receiver there? Or are they going to leave? Really, if you got Thibodeau and Sauce Gardner sitting there, can Matt Rhule stop himself from drafting another defensive player that early?
The answer to your question is probably no, but it's going to be very enticing for him. And then Carolina fans can sit there and throw their hands up in the air and sit there and they punch things around their house.
A lot of people are saying Jets trade up with Carolina to number six. I'm seeing multiple mock drafts. I got one for CBS, one for ESPN right now pulled up in front of me that have the Jets trading up. So the Jets picking edge four, like a wide receiver or edge four. Then six trading up with Carolina because Carolina wants to go back and getting a wide receiver. Are you good with that? Jameson Williams from Alabama for both of those trades.
Everything that we've talked about thus far for the Jets has to happen. You want to know why? Because this garbage rumor that they're going to trade for Deebo Samuel needs to get off my social medias. It needs to be stopped talking about like it's going to end up coming into existence. I don't like when people do dumb things that speak things into existence. Would I rather have Jameson Williams a wide receiver, or would I rather have one of those guys like Drake London as a wide receiver compared to Deebo Samuel? Call me nuts because we know that Deebo Samuel can actually, you know, perform in the NFL. Will, I'm not ready to pay a wide receiver $28 million. And I'm not going to let my team get pigeonholed into doing that. So everything you just listed, offensive lineman protecting the quarterback investment and then giving him a weapon? Yes. But you got to also remember, the Jets have a defensive coach. And if he was allowed to, he would take both of those picks as defensive players. So they have plenty of draft capital, plenty in the second round. I love that thus far. I think there's an opportunity that your favorite franchise and my favorite franchise between four picks in the first top 10 selections could end up cleaning house and making sure that the franchise is taken care of for the next decade.
That would be very, 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 very nice. Quarterback. Who goes quarterback? And when do they go quarterback, in your opinion?
I think it's Carolina.
You think Carolina, maybe, do you believe, are you buying the trade back with the Jets?
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I believe that we're going to end up seeing somebody in that six area, whether it's Carolina does end up taking, whether or not you see somebody else trade up like Seattle to be able to grab somebody. What I do know is this. This blew me away when I saw the stat last night doing a little digging. Do you want to know, boys, the last time a quarterback wasn't taken in the top five of the NFL draft?
Ooh, how long ago? It's longer than you think?
Longer than you think.
Okay, what you got?
2013.
Really? That is
almost a decade.
Yeah, that is 9 years ago. That's a long time.
A quarterback not going in the top five. And guess what? It took a year with a draft class that included Corral, Malik Willis, and Kenny Pickett, among others, to be able to say, hey, this is the year we're going to say going early on QB.
Matt Corral. I'm not seeing anybody with Matt Corral in the first round right now.
Nope. No Sam Howell, no Matt Corral.
Yeah. We saw Matt Corral here. I question his arm strength. I do. I question his arm strength. And I also look at it this way. Tell me the gamer, baller quarterback that everybody loves that makes it in the NFL.
It's a very good question because it doesn't happen that often.
No. They always fail. I mean, I hate to say it, but as a rule, gamer, baller quarterback that the fan base loves in college doesn't make it as an NFL quarterback.
Over under 2.5, because that's the number set right now. Quarterback's taken in the first round.
I'll take the under.
So Willis, Pickett, but no Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, that's it. And then in the second round, you'll see your run.
Howell goes then.
Yep.
Matt Corral goes then.
Yep.
Okay.
You have too many teams that need offensive line help and need wide receiver help, need corner help, and you got a lot of those in this one.
This is not the rah-rah sexy draft.
It's not.
This is fill your need at the defensive side on the line and the offensive line as well, and then make sure your foundation is set so you can then start adding some sexy furniture to the foundation of your home.
Yep. And I think also the wide receiver market, being what it is right now, changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be teams that say, I don't want to give $28 million to a guy that I think is worth 14 to 16.
And this is still the dumbest conversation that NFL teams are having to have right now. Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, these guys out there that are trying to maybe not reset the market.
They have reset the market.
Cooper Kupp is trying to get his money but not reset the market.
Yeah.
This is stupid money thrown around the NFL, and the question is, do you really want to sit there and be in position when you do get a talent like Tyreek Hill or some of these guys that are going to be dealt, but by the time they get their second deal, you're going to have to pay them upwards of $24 million a season. That's Will West, Tyler Ivins. I cannot believe the NFL draft is finally here. Had you told me that I had to keep going to bed and keep sleeping until we finally got to April the 28th, boy, oh boy, am I glad that we're finally here. Not only that, but have you heard about some of these trades that are going to potentially be moving up and down the top 10, top 15 picks in the NFL draft? If there's any year that you want to sit in front of a television and not move, this is going to be the year. Because the second you get up and go to the restroom, or the second you get up, Eric Kane, and you go to wash your hands, or you go to make dinner, or you go to add seasoning on the grill, something's going to happen. You're going to blink, and then madness will ensue. We'll explain more next on the starting lineup. Hey, good Thursday morning to you. Bright and early with the starting lineup on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal. Will West, I sit here with my palms attached to each other, my index finger attached to my lips.
Yep.
This is my curious face.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm going to ask you the same question that Eric Kane asked us yesterday in the opening hour of our Wednesday program during Would You? Will West, would you say that this will be the nuttiest, maddest, and craziest of all NFL drafts we've seen in some time?
No, I think there's going to be There's going to be very little movement. Who are you trading up for? Who do people trade up for? They trade up for that one superstar wide receiver. Well, there's not the superstar, but there's a lot of depth at wide receiver. You trade up for that one superstar tackle. There's not a lot of superstar tackle, but there's a lot of depth at tackle. A lot of these guys, because people are using interior pass rush. Sure. They need guard center. There's a lot of guard center options in this draft. So I'm looking at this and thinking it's going to be pretty. Look, we'll see some trades, and the big thing will be who are the star players that get traded.
That's who it's going to be.
And so Debo did you see what the Niners want for Debo?
No chance.
Or a pick 13 or above. Like, if you're the Jets right now, are you really giving up the number 4 pick for Debo Samuel, and then you got to pay him a ton of money?
Yeah, so
and he doesn't want to play that hybrid position.
Proposed trade, the Jets would end up sending 4-10, but if it's 10, you got to include former Ole Miss standout Elijah Moore, the wide receiver, in the trade, and then you got to give Debo upwards of $25 million.
I have not seen a
hard pass.
Yeah, there's no way.
Hard pass.
I have not seen a single mock draft that's been out this week that doesn't have the Jets trading that 10 pick.
And they want to trade back.
All of them are trading up.
They want to trade back because, Will, if there's any time, do what the Eagles just did. You're going to get a future one, but if this is the strong draft to do it, you still got the capital in 23-24.
Giants did it last year, right? They traded out of the top 10, picked up an extra one for it. So, no, if you can do that, if there's somebody that looks at it and says someone's falling, okay, let me answer this for me. Who's the one that's likely to fall? Who at the top, because we see it every year, somebody falls.
We know
and
who it is.
Is it because they, you know, they've got so-and-so's agent and people don't want to deal with them?
We know who it is.
Who is it?
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I am terrified we're going to draft him. The Giants are going to draft him. Terrified.
Can I ask you what it is? Is it because he's a Pac-12 player?
No, athletic defensive end. What happens with the athletic defensive end that likes to use his athleticism to get around tackles at the college level? They have one ankle sprain. They're never the same. They're just a half step slow, right, and they are just a dude.
You don't think players like that can end up just, you know, thriving and succeeding in New York?
Tell me the one that could, that has, that's that kind of player. You know what? You know who thrives and succeeds in New York? That guy that can play hybrid pass rush situations, can play tackle.
Right.
You're going to need run situations, plays defensive end, a little bit more physical, that kind of thing. That's what works in New York. That guy you draft in the second round. Look, I mean, Lawrence Taylor, but it's been a long time since Lawrence Taylor. So that no. I do not want to see Kayvon Thibodeau on a Giants roster at all.
So on top of
I'd rather see him than the Florida State guy, because that guy's also not going to do anything.
So many people, not only, as you already mentioned, are they looking at what's going to happen with the prospects going to new homes tonight, but Will, they're also keeping an eye on the trade market. There are some people believing that tonight, before things get kicked off, Baker Mayfield's going to know where his next location is, because said team acquiring Baker Mayfield is going to want to know how many picks they're going to have to give up to be able to get Cleveland.
I don't think we know about Baker tonight, because I don't think a one is involved in anything to do with Baker Mayfield.
It better not be.
I think you're looking at trading a fifth and a sixth. You know what I mean? Swap. I think that's what you're going to see.
So let me pause myself real quick. You're telling me that if you picked up the phone and said, "Hello, Cleveland," and Cleveland said they would pick up almost all of that fifth-year option, you wouldn't send a one knowing you would get Baker Mayfield on the hang on.
No.
You're telling me you get Baker Mayfield this year on $2-3 million contract?
Nope.
Somebody eats 85-90% of Baker Mayfield's contract. You're not sending a one over there.
No. Not at all.
But if that told you that this was, you've even told me, you've looked at me and said, Baker Mayfield's not a bad quarterback.
No, he's not a bad quarterback. Baker Mayfield's one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world right now.
Okay, so if you knew Baker Mayfield's healthy. He's had surgery. He's healthy.
Yeah.
Right attitude, because he's out of Cleveland.
Maybe right attitude. He's, look, again,
potentially the right attitude.
Show me the gamer quarterbacks that since Brett Favre that makes it.
Baker Mayfield, $3 million contract. It costs you back in one.
No, not at all. I think you can get Baker Mayfield for, I'll swap a fifth for your sixth. I think you'll get Baker Mayfield
with salary cap relief.
No. You're not gonna get the salary cap relief. They're paying too many people. So especially now that they got a wide receiver.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't think Cleveland's willing to do that.
But if there's any year that you'd be willing to give up a one for salary cap relief for a window of one season, and then you work out a favorable deal in your favor for Baker Mayfield next season, don't you do it this year?
I guess
the prospects are just not as juicy as they've been in years past.
I don't think a year one or day one or day two pick is going to be involved in Baker. I think it's going to be a mid-day three pick. And that's what you're going to see that's going to be involved in Baker.
All right, so ship a four or five somewhere, but then you got to pick up $18 million plus for Baker Mayfield to be your starting quarterback.
The Giants can't do that. I would do that all day. And I would cut who I got to cut to make it work. But the Giants aren't going to do that. They're going to try to build everything around Danny Dimes for a year, find out that it doesn't work, get rid of Danny Dimes, and then draft a quarterback next year or sign a quarterback free agency next year. That's what they're going to do. So I would look, I like Baker. I think Baker can play. I just come back to this again. I'm not giving up one for Baker. Give me the name of he's a gamer, he's a baller, he's brash, that's a quarterback that's since Brett Favre.
Right.
Brett Favre was the early 90s he was drafted. Give me the guy that was drafted that was that kind of quarterback. You know who makes it? Nerds. That's who makes it a quarterback these days. Guys that, you know, that don't say things. That's who makes it a quarterback these days. You're brash. You're not going to end up making it as a quarterback in the National Football League. There's literally zero of them. Like, and there's been zero in 30 years. So I like Baker, but do I know that Baker knows how to be an adult yet? I don't know.
Will we have an answer to Baker Mayfield's saga by the end of the draft?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're gonna wake up Saturday morning to a trade that had occurred, we can trade picks out.
Or maybe it gets done Friday night. I mean, could it get done today? It could. But it would have nothing to do with the pick today. Nothing to do with the pick today.
That's what Wes Tyler arrived at 656-9900 on the Stanley Fitzing and Gates hotline. Eric Kane, you've got Love It or Leave It next. First, an update. Still so much to get into before 9 a.m. Top floor, Budweiser Studios at Cumulus Broadcasting. We are the Sports Animal. Stick around.
Tennessee basketball's Josiah Jordan James has elected to go through the NBA draft process while still maintaining his collegiate eligibility. Justin Powell, meanwhile, has entered the transfer portal. Tennessee softball hit 3 home runs, took down Liberty 7-2. NBA playoffs, 2 more teams advance on to the second round. The Bucks defeated the Bulls 116-100. The Warriors held off the Nuggets 102-98. And the NFL draft begins tonight, 8 o'clock, with first-round action. Over the weekend, VFL's Matthew Butler, Bayless Jones, Alante Taylor, and Cade Mays expect to hear their name called. It is 641. We'll have Love It or Leave It next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Ah, yes, and the countdown continues. We are less than 14 hours away. The 2022 NFL Draft in Las Vegas. The NFL Draft, Will West, which you can listen to tonight right here on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
We will have the NFL Draft coverage, Westwood One's NFL Draft coverage right here on The Sports Animal all evening long. So, and I can't tell you, you know who probably, I'm assuming that Jeff Jarnigan programmed this at me because I can't tell you the number of times that I'll be driving in the car and I'm losing my mind because Bill Ryder's talking about, you know, shirt shopping at a Macy's in New York. Well, during the middle of the NFL draft,
exactly.
And I'm like, what is he talking about? Stop. Although he's not on during that time anymore. And I'm losing my mind.
He's righter than you, though.
And I'm calling Jeff, and he's just like, I didn't program this, dude. Just chill.
It's literally because for the bulk of the national media, they do not pay attention to college football. They have no clue how to say anybody's name. They don't know who's good in college football.
And there's also, you have a lot of people in the media. Like, the stupidest thing FS1 does is cover the NBA the same way that ESPN does.
Yes.
Because, you look at NFL Network. They picked up massive market share as ESPN's gone all in on NBA to try to juice up their product.
Yeah.
So they want to talk about the NBA as if it's pulling great ratings. There's not an NBA, single NBA playoff game this year that's going to pull the same number the draft is. Yep. Not one. Not a finals game. It can go to game 7 with Steph Curry against LeBron James, and it's not going to pull the same number the NFL draft is tonight.
It's Will West, passionate man for a passionate day. That is the NFL draft.
Don't talk to me about nothing else.
All 32 picks you'll be able to hear right here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Eric Kane through the glass. Tyler Ivins here behind the headset and the mic. Want to let you know it's now time for Love It or Leave It here on TSL.
All right, gentlemen, Josiah Jordan James has officially entered the NBA draft while maintaining his NCAA eligibility. Love to leave it. Triple J will return for a senior year in 2022.
Yeah, I love this. 10 times over. Triple J is going to be the leader on this team next year. Go figure out what it is you need to work on and then get yourself ready for next year, the summer of 2023's NBA draft, and find out if you can be a lottery pick. Triple J last year came on strong for this Tennessee basketball team. Now he has an opportunity to double down on it and really leave his mark in Knoxville. I love this.
Yeah, no, I love this as well. He will be back next year, unless he's just that guy that doesn't want to do college anymore. You know what I mean? I get it, but he doesn't seem like that kind of dude. So I'll love this. I think he comes back. I think he'll work on the outside shot. I think he'll be effective working on the outside shot, and he'll go in the NBA and be a 3-and-D guy for 9 years. And everybody's going to, over the years, will talk to us and be like, I just didn't see that from Josiah Jordan James. Did you think he's going to do that? I'm like, he's going to be a 3-and-D guy for a really long time, yep, as long as he can work on the 3-point shot and effectively.
Justin Powell has reportedly entered the transfer portal after only one season in Knoxville. Love or leave it, the sophomore deciding to lead the basketball program.
I love this. I mean, I've said that since the end of the regular season. He has to. Mm-hmm. If he wants to play basketball, now if he just would rather be at Tennessee than play basketball, then okay, do that. But if he wants to play basketball, Justin Powell's a good basketball player that can make some money overseas if he goes somewhere else. and he's going to have to go somewhere else to do it because he's not a lockdown defender, and that's what Barnes is looking for. So is what it is.
Look at the last six games. Justin Powell didn't log more than 10 minutes. Writing was on the wall. Will West was all over this whenever he started seeing those minutes dwindle. Look, do I want to see Justin Powell go? No. But did I also want to see Justin Powell in the game whenever Tennessee needed a three-pointer in the worst way, in particular the Alabama game on the road at Tuscaloosa at the beginning of conference play? Yes. Justin Powell can go 5 minutes. Not going to be in Knoxville. I love this.
Yeah, the addition of Tyreek Key is what forced him to the transfer portal. But my question is this. Again, are you going to the SoCon? Are you transferring down? Because you can't play. You literally can't play unless you transfer down.
Dick,
so
would you like to say here? I think he ends up at Louisville. I think he follows a teammate to Louisville.
He's sitting.
I would sit the year. I'd sit the year and go play somewhere well and go be a three-point shooting, somewhere that wants to play offense. I'd go there. He's probably not going to play in the NBA either way. And so go overseas, make $500,000-$700,000 in three seasons, and end up come back to the United States with a bunch of money in the bank, and you're 25 years old and
you got a Ford wife.
Yeah, you're 25 years old. You got $600,000 in the bank account, and you're ready to go live life.
Here in 3 years, he's going to be the oldest college basketball player in the country.
And you know what? Sure. Remember when Justin Powell played for the Vols?
Yeah, exactly. The Cardinals picked up Kyler Murray's 2023 option, guaranteeing at $29 million for his fifth year. Love it or leave it, Arizona will eventually sign the former number one pick to a long-term deal.
Okay, so I think all this scuttlebutt over the last couple of months about we want money, we want the money now, I think this is now officially going to be put to bed. Kyler Murray's going to play this year. Now, granted, he'll do it at a much cheaper price for 2022. But next year, that final year of the rookie deal, at guaranteed $29 million, he'll then get that long-term extension. Any rumors or any chance that you thought your favorite team was going to trade for Kyler Murray, that has now been put to bed because now the front office has picked up the 23 option. No matter what Kyler Murray does this year, they are on the hook next year for $29 million. Well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but this is, in my opinion, a little bit of the Arizona Cardinals caving in. So, long-term deal, yeah, I love it. Eventually, he will sign it, and he'll be Arizona's quarterback for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, no, I love this. He's going to do it. This is how you do it. Play this if you're the Arizona Cardinals. Yep. He's doing the, I'm unfollowing you on social media, and his people are leaking out that he's going to sit out the season. Go ahead and pick up his fifth-year option. He can play this out like every other rookie in the history of football, or he could not play football. Totally up to him, and if that's the case, that's the case. But the Arizona Cardinals are going to control what he does and where he goes for at least the next three seasons, and he could like it or not like it.
Trayvon Walker's odds continue to grow with tonight's number one overall pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Love it or leave it, despite the Georgia product likely going first, Aiden Hutchinson is the best overall player in the draft.
Tyler Linderbaum's the best overall player in this draft. And I understand but he has short arms. Tyler Linderbaum's the best player.
The center from Iowa is the best player.
Now, you can't draft a center number one overall.
Of course.
But he's the best player in this draft.
Then why don't you trade back then?
Like, I hope the Giants do. I hope that they draft tackle at five, and I hope that they trade back with the other pick and pick up Tyler Linderbaum somewhere along the way.
I still need you to explain to me what Jacksonville's doing at one.
I have no idea.
Because you could trade the number one pick, and he'll still be there at four or five.
The other thing I'm reading is that Aiden Hutchinson doesn't have the arm length that Trent Baalke likes. His arms are too short, Eric. Never mind if he's good. Never mind if he plays the position you're drafting as opposed to a guy that doesn't play the position he's drafting. I don't like his arm length. That's why the draft's so insanely good.
Tyler Linderbaum, according to ESPN, the 30th overall prospect in the class.
Yeah, it's about position.
Exactly.
And that's why. It's because how early are you going to draft a center, especially a draft that's very deep on interior linemen? How early are you going to draft a center? Who's the best football player in this draft? Tyler Linderbaum's the best football player in this draft.
To me, it's Aiden Hutchinson just watching the film. I mean, to me, if you want to talk about a well-rounded player, if you want to talk about somebody that can give offensive linemen a little bit of trouble. Now, as Will already pointed out, the arm length should be a concern, but not at a guy who has a motor like Aiden Hutchinson.
Aiden Hutchinson's going to be fine. He's going to play in the National Football League for like 10 years.
Telling you guys, offensive line coaches hate short arm offensive linemen.
Yes.
Can't stand them.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, the Bucks eliminated the Bulls last night in five games and set up a second round matchup with the Celtics. Love to leave it. Boston and Milwaukee will go the full seven games.
Love it. Why? Because the NBA, I wouldn't say needs it to happen, but they want to juice all seven of those TV games out into your ears and eyes. I'm not trying to make it seem like the NBA can set up seven games, but these are two teams that match up well.
God rest his soul.
These two teams match up well, and I think Boston is going to give Milwaukee every single finger of that knuckle shuffle right across their jaw.
I leave this Milwaukee in six. I'm a Boston fan. I love Boston.
Tanner, go ahead. Tanner, beat me to it.
Here's
what's
the thing.
What's he doing?
You can't D up Giannis. The NBA does not let you play D on Giannis as hard as the Celtics play D. And they're going to end up, he's going to end up at the free throw line a bajillion times.
Oh, PBW over here.
You little sandbagger.
Poor boy Will.
Tell you what.
My team just can't go toe-to-toe with Giannis.
NBA fan Eric Haynes likes the Celtics and
Long time NBA fan. Eric's been watching the NBA as long as I've been watching college baseball, so we all know that he's got the deep cuts.
I've watched the NBA since I was little. I just...
The product sucks. You know, the product sucks right now.
I will watch the NBA playoffs again. I will never waste my time watching an NBA regular season game. I got too much Braves baseball to watch.
Hey, Will West, New Balance Knoxville wants to let you know, look, even if you're looking for the deep cuts, if you're looking for a shoe that perhaps maybe you can't find, you'll never know what Sharon and the staff might be able to pull off for you in the suburban shopping center.
That's right, New Balance Knoxville. Look, I've trained in New Balance Minimus the last 10 years. Well, during COVID, guess what New Balance stopped doing? Making the Minimus shoe. But at New Balance Knoxville, their customer service is so fantastic. They were able to find my very bizarre size that I wear in that specific shoe. I usually wear a 13 wide. I have to wear a 12 double extra wide. They actually found the Sports Performance Center in Florida that ordered these for their clients, and they found a 12 double wide there and had them shipped. I had them on my feet in 3 days. Unbelievable customer service at New Balance Knoxville.
All right. Hour number two of the program, the Morning Buzz, what you need to know to get you on the go. And look, the NFL draft is going to be the most talked about event in all of sports, at least for the next 72 hours. The question is, who are we going to see with the number one pick tonight, and who's going to end up shocking and shaking things up in the top 10? We'll tell you who next. Starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.